Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, Disturbed is dark this week, so I'm bringing you a segment from our freshly dropped bonus episode of Disturbing Calls. If you haven't already done so, make sure you check out our Patreon for full access to all 21 bonus episodes, as well as the ad-free version of Disturbed. And now, here's a preview of Disturbing Calls 21. May 2009. Michael Miller lived in Arizona with his wife Ariana and their daughter and son. He was known as a loving and adoring father and a man of faith, but Michael was also bipolar and schizophrenic, which he was on medication for. However, the state of Michael's mental health was gradually declining. He got into an argument with Adriana over his lack of sleep, and at 4 a.m. on May 30th, 2009, Michael called 911 to report what he had done.
911, what is your emergency?
I just killed my family with a knife. All of them, all three of them.
What's your name?
Michael Miller. This isn't a joke.
I'm sorry?
This isn't a joke.
Okay.
This is not here, by the way, because I am terrified.
Are you sure they're not breathing?
My son was.
Where's your wife at?
They're all here in the kitchen. There's someone out here right away.
Okay, you need to stay on the phone with me, okay?
I'm on the phone with you.
Just stay on the phone with me. Your name is what again, Mike?
Michael Miller.
Michael, okay. What, have you been having some problems?
I don't know if it did something, but I'm not myself. I'm possessed.
Where's your wife at in the kitchen? Is she on the floor?
She's on the floor. She's on the floor.
Okay, what's her name?
Adriana Miller.
You don't have any other weapons on you?
No.
Okay, what color shirt do you have on?
I'm in my underwear.
Okay, I've got officers on the way. You just need to stay on the phone with me till they get there, okay? Is there anybody else in the house?
No.
Are you sure that you did this and you're not dreaming?
No, I'm positive. I'm positive. They are over there. They are dead. I'm not dreaming. Get someone over here.
Okay, they're on the way, Mike. You need to stay on the phone with me, okay?
Okay.
I've got them on the way. Why would your family be up this early in the morning in the kitchen?
Well, I work nights. They woke up. I was threatening my wife with a knife, and my kids came out. I killed my wife, and I killed both my kids.
Okay, are you sure you're not dreaming, Michael?
I am positive. I swear to God, this is real.
Do you have any blood on your hands?
Yeah, it's all over me. It's all over me.
Okay, Michael, like I said, I'm staying on the phone with you till we get there, okay? You just need to stay on the phone with me. Can you go to another room?
I'm outside. I'm waiting for them to come.
No, I don't want you to be outside.
Okay, I'm outside.
Where do you work at?
John's Pizza.
And you just got off work?
No, I got off yesterday at 9. I came home, but I couldn't sleep. I haven't been sleeping.
Okay.
I had really a hard time sleeping.
Okay, so you haven't been to sleep tonight. Her family lives here?
Yes.
Have you ever had any type of thoughts of doing this before?
Never, never, ever, ever. It just hit me like a brick in the face. I don't even know why I did it. I don't even have a valid reason.
Michael, I'm hoping that you're just dreaming this.
I pray to God this is a dream.
Okay.
I hope to God this is a dream. I hope I am just fucking freaking out.
Okay.
I hope to God it is, but it's not. It's real. God, please.
Okay, it's your son and who else?
My daughter.
Can you go over and...
I can't. I cannot.
Why not?
I can't look at what I did.
Okay. Well, you need to. You need to face up to the reality of this. You need to go and help him.
Okay. What can I do?
Okay. I need... Michael.
What can I do?
Michael, listen to me. What I need you to do right now is I need you to go to the front door, and I need you to step outside with your hands up in the air and stay on the phone with me.
Okay.
Michael's wife and daughter had passed by the time police arrived. His son was in critical condition and was rushed to the hospital, where he would survive his injuries. Michael claimed he attacked his family because God and the devil told him to do so. He said he was possessed and saw his wife as a demon that he had to kill. In October 2009, Michael pleaded guilty to using a kitchen knife to stab and kill his wife and daughter. Michael's brother would speak on his behalf, stating that he was mentally ill, but this would only help Michael to avoid the death penalty, as he was sentenced to life in prison with no possibility of parole.
On the morning of August 1st, 1966, shots ring out from the observation deck of the clock tower on the University of Texas campus. It marks the infamous beginning of the modern era of mass shootings in America.
You're listening to Stop the Killing podcast. Join us as we take you behind the crime scene tape to explain global mass shootings and mass attacks. I'm Sarah Ferris, but more importantly, this is Catherine Schweit, the former head of the FBI's active shooter program.
I spent 5 years as the FBI's top executive looking for answers to the mass shooting crisis. I've been at the shooting scenes. I've traced heroic acts of bravery. And I've sat silently and listened to the heart-wrenching stories from survivors.
Amongst this horror, there is hope. We all hold the key to stop the killing. You just need to know how to unlock the door. Download Stop the Killing and be part of the solution. Search Stop the Killing on Apple, Spotify, and all the usual suspects.
Hi, I'm Matt Harris. Seton Tucker and I host the podcast Impact of Influence, which for 2 years covered in depth Alec Murdoch, who was eventually convicted in 2023 of murdering his wife Maggie and son Paul. That story continues to evolve, and we will cover that. Plus, we will tell you stories of other true crime events that have happened in the South. Please join us on Impact of Influence and give us a follow on the Impact of Influence Facebook page.
If you'd like to hear this full episode, along with 20 other bonus episodes, make sure you join our community over at patreon.com/disturbedpodcast, or you can subscribe directly in the Apple Podcasts app. You'll not only get access to bonus episodes, but you'll get early and ad-free access to Disturbed, as well as your own shout-out. It's a great way to show your support for the podcast. Thanks for listening. Disturbed will be back next week with a brand new regular episode. And don't forget to stay safe out there, y'all.